We've all been there at some point in our lives, caught between the devil and the deep blue sea, caught between two impossible choices, and you have to select one of them and then live with the consequences of that choice. Choosing to stay in a job or relationship or living situation that brings you so much pain, or getting up the courage to walk away and plunge into the unknown and find God knows what waiting for you on the other side of the door. It's never a good place to find yourself trapped between the devil and the deep blue sea. It makes you feel about that. Makes you feel totally powerless over your own lives. And sometimes it seems that the best that you can do is to choose what seems the lesser of two evils instead of making a good or positive choice for your life. Sometimes you could become so paralyzed with fear over having to change direction, over having to stop and choose a new path for your life when no path seems like a good one, that you just stop dead in your tracks and you're unable to make a choice, any change, that you're unable to plot a course forward. Sometimes prayer seems like the best that you can do when you're stuck in your tracks and God doesn't seem to be listening anyway. Sometimes just sitting around and waiting for God to act on our behalf seems like it's going nowhere. So here, once again, part of the story from the book of Exodus. And listen to how the Israelites fared when they found themselves facing certain death, trapped between the Pharaoh and the Red Sea. And actually, this is just the one part, which is, you know, there are many wines in Scripture. This is my favorite of all wines. Listen to the Egyptians. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. And then they said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us out here into the wilderness to die? What have you done to us bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone. Let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." Then Moses answers, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Get unstuck. Do something. Anything." For Moses and the Israelites, they found themselves literally trapped between the devil in the person of Pharaoh and the deep blue, make that Red Sea. They were confronted with the choice of staying where they were and being slaughtered on the beach, or jumping into the sea and drowning. And this choice had to be made just days after Pharaoh had finally let them go out of Egypt as free people, after 400 years of slavery. Talk about being totally powerless to do anything about your situation. Here you are, trapped and helpless to save yourselves. Now, in true Israelite fashion, the first thing they do is whine. "Were there no graves in Egypt?" I love that. "Were there no graves in Egypt?" You know the rest of the words. "We could have been safe and warm back in our houses in Egypt, even if we were slaves." Do those words sound too real to be made up? Because I think they sound very real, very human. I mean, how many times have we voiced that same sentiment in our own lives when we begin to second guess the choices we've made, when we find ourselves caught between the devil and the deep blue sea? I mean, there's nothing like second guessing the choices we've made for ourselves to make us feel about as powerless as we can possibly be. So like any powerless, crazy people would do, they spend the night running in the dark until they can run no more, running from what they now thought was their bad choice in deciding to follow Moses and leave Egypt, running until there was no point in running anymore. There was the end right in front of them. The sea was right there waiting. waiting, and it was going nowhere. And they could already see the dust of Pharaoh's army right behind them. Terrified, they clung to each other there on the bank of the sea, powerless to save themselves. Well, in true fashion, Moses does what he always does and what he does best. He becomes God's cheerleader. Read Exodus. Moses is always God's cheerleader. Don't worry, stand firm, do nothing. Sit back and just watch God take care of things for you. Why are you afraid? And then Moses does the other thing he always does so well. He prays to God for help. I'm telling you, Moses would have been a good Presbyterian. Sit and wait for God to act on our behalf and do nothing. And then when we get too tired and afraid of just sitting and doing nothing, we pray. A good Presbyterian. Well, God's turn. God says to Moses, why are you praying at a time like this? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so the Israelites can go through on dry ground. That's God's polite way of saying, enough of this praying and sitting around and waiting and doing nothing. Do something. Move. Turn towards the sea and start walking in. Whenever we need to make a tough choice, a second opinion never hurts. So pause the action for a moment and see what Jewish tradition has to say on the matter. After all, they are the original source for this story. So enter one Nashon ben Aminadab. He's the brother-in-law of Moses, and his name will appear several times later in the book of Numbers. The story goes that the people were terrified knowing they were trapped by the sea and Pharaoh's army was quickly approaching. The people were frozen with fear. Moses was preoccupied with praying, and only one man did anything. Only one man had the, faith, courage, desperation, nerve. What would you call it? Only one man did anything. He stepped forward and just entered the water, the only possible escape route. He took it upon himself to wade right on in. So Nashon ben Aminadab walked in up to his knees, and nothing happened. He kept on going till he reached his chest, and nothing happened. He continued until it reached his chin, and nothing happened. But he kept going, even as the water approached his nostrils. Then, and only then, when he had committed himself 100% and plunged in with all of himself, only then did something happen. God parted the water and made the way clear for everyone to escape to safety and freedom. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Moses in the burning bush, and I asked you to consider if maybe Moses and each one of us have been passing by our own burning bushes every day and never stopping to notice. I want you to think of your call from God maybe as the same kind that Nashon ben Aminadab heard and answered. I mean, after all, he's just an average Joe like the rest of us. He wasn't called to set nations free or found a dynasty. He wasn't a great prayer or natural-born leader. He was just a typical person who was willing to hear and respond to one simple and easy, yes, easy, call from God. Just an average guy like you. God says, why are you praying at a time like this? Get up and go. Move. Sometimes the way to freedom in our lives, the path that leads us to new life, the choice that may seem like it could never take us away from the pain or the deadness that we've been living in, can be as simple as just getting up and moving. To have the faith and courage to take that first step into the seemingly impassable sea that lies before us and trusting that God is there by our side to do the rest. Trusting that by the time the waters are up to our nostrils and all hope for safety is just about gone, trusting that then and only then, when there's nothing left to lose, that God will step in and make our way to freedom sure. Easy, right? Just move out and move on. Easy. Not really. It's always easy to talk a good game, but having to take that first step to freedom over the Pharaohs in our life is never an easy thing to do. It can be downright terrifying. What happens to Israel on the shore of the Red Sea is just a natural progression in Israel's journey to freedom as they learn to trust in the God whose only desire is for them to be free. Free of the Pharaohs, free of the slavery, free of the rut, free of the narrowness, the dullness that their lives have become. And that's the very same desire that God has for each one of us as well. To free us from the narrowness and the commonness that we sometimes find our lives mired in. To free us from the situations and the people, the Pharaohs, that keep us from living whole and fulfilled lives. That very same desire of God calls each one of us to get up and go. To move out and move on. To take that first step into the very face of things that block our path to new life, and let God lead us through, safe, to a new life on the other side, to be able to step into the waters. And that's all I have to say on the matter. The rest is up to you. There is no end to this sermon. I think last week I promised you an ending, didn't I? I guess I wasn't telling you the truth. There is no end to this sermon. That's your job. And that's your homework, to finish what I started for you. Who or what are the Pharaohs that you are battling with right now? What are the seas that are blocking your life from change, from growth? That's your job to think about and pray about and answer those questions for yourself. So to help you, in your bulletin, you'll see the insert. And that'll help you think about and work through those things in your own life. You know, I know that some of you don't attend Sunday school or other adult education opportunities here. This insert is a way that you can still have that experience in the privacy of your own home and on your own time. So take the opportunity and give it a shot. And I'd love to know how it works for you. So if you would, when you work through it, send me an email or a quick phone call or talk to me before or after church just to let me know how things worked out for you. And God said to Israel, get up and move. Step in. Commit yourself all the way. Amen.